I'm Pat Lincioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here's your 3-Minute Reset. Today, I'm thinking about remote work and how we as professionals who follow Jesus have a new challenge on our hands. And I think that everybody knows more and more people are working from home these days since COVID and other things. But I don't know that we fully understood the impact it has, not only on how we get things done and productivity and efficiencies and effectiveness, but on the people in our lives. There was a story recently of a woman who died at work at her desk at a bank. But because people don't go to work every day and they work from home and people have gotten more disconnected with one another, they didn't know that she had died for 4 days.
Oh.
And people were literally in the office coming and going, but nobody was really checking in with one another. And it was 4 days later, because of the odor in the office, that they realized that she had died. And I think this is more and more common today when people don't really have a physical presence and they expect to see one another. And I think that this has challenges for teams, but just the human experience of connecting with others is so different than it was 5 years ago. And I think it's important, and this is as followers of Jesus, that we actually become even more intentional, knowing that that person we might be on a Zoom call with, we're not going to get to talk to them at the water cooler or walking down the hall or at lunch. And there's things going on in their lives that we are not going to be privy to if we don't take the time to reach out. So I think that as missionaries for Jesus in the workplace, one of the things we need to do is realize people are more alone than they've ever been.
It's so tragic to think of that woman being dead in her office, but spiritually, so many people could feel dead inside, right? And if you don't actually take the time to look people in the eye and to be present, it's amazing how much healing and grace that brings to people when someone just looks at them, says their name, and says, how you doing? You know, when you're going into the office today, yes, have it as a mission to do your work, to get it done so you can get home, and to do it with excellence. But also have it as a mission, as an end in itself, just to go in, just to be around people. Because that in and of itself has incredible value, not just for productivity, but on a human level. It has an incredible value in helping you build a civilization founded on human dignity and on conveying the love of Jesus Christ for people.
Yes. And remember that some of those people that need you are not there now. You're not seeing them. And it's easy to go, well, they probably don't need me. They're probably busy. They're at home working. Hey, that's great. Check in with them and make sure that you're touching bases with them and letting them know you're aware of their presence. That alone can change their life. So let's pray.
Lord, thank you for creating us not to be alone, but to live as communities of people in your image and likeness, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we ask you to help us to be present whenever we show up in the office, and to show a bit of your love and your presence through ours. Amen.
Amen.